Chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. Glory to God. All right, this is an account of Abram and his encounter with God, but I want to call your attention to a couple of things that are key in this particular reading that I'm about to do right now. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom you love, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon the one of the mountains that I'll tell you of. All right, I want you to see this. Because God gave Abraham this son. God gave it to him. And the Bible says God gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And he multiplies the seed that's sown. So now, the Bible says God did tempt Abraham. I'd like you to put in your Bible, prove. Prove. Tempt give you kind of an idea that, you know, God's going to see what Abraham will do. Well, God knows what Abraham's going to do. God knows what you're going to do next week this time. He knows the future. So my point to you, he knew that. But proof means like there's a construction company and you're going to bid on a project downtown Chicago. And you're going to bid on that project. So what happens is you put your hat in for the bid, so they select you for the final round. But before they select that particular construction company, they want you to prove that you can do the job. They're going to check out your monetary resources, whether you have construction people that are able to do this, whether you've done it before, all kinds of stuff. He proved Abraham. And the Bible says, and he said, Take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom you love in the truth. Let me say it this way. Take now thy seed, thy only seed, Isaac, whom you love, and get into the land and offer him there for a burnt offering. So he's going to offer his seed for an offering to God. Which seed? The seed he loves. And sometimes what people try to do is give God something they don't like. And all I got to say is maybe if you don't like it, he doesn't like it either. But the point of it is that sometimes what God calls for, he calls for something that means something to you. And the reason why is not so much to get that from you, but it's to release the sufficient amount of faith that's going to cause him to be able to operate in this spiritual law of sowing and reaping on your behalf, because faith triggers that law. So now in this, it says, offer him for a burnt offering upon the mount. Verse 5. And Abraham said unto the young men, Abide ye here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Isn't it interesting how he calls giving worship? How he calls giving worship. A lot of times we look at the worship service and we don't include giving as worship, but giving is as much as worship as worship is worship. It's worship when you give. So it's a very holy time. And then he says this, he's in verse 9, and then they came, no, pardon me, and then verse, I don't know, what did I read next? We're going to worship, wait a minute, we're going to worship, verse 5, and come again to you. So notice what he's saying, we're going up there. We're going to worship God through our giving, and we'll be back. Now, who is we? We is the very one he told to offer up. So what does he know? He knows that God is going to give his seed back to him. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, when you sow that seed, one of the first things that returns to you is the seed itself. Then the harvest follows the seed. Say amen to that. Notice how Jesus did the same thing. What did he do? He sowed that seed. The Father God, and sowed his seed, which was his son. And notice the first thing that came up out of the ground after 3 days was his son. His son returned to him, and now you and I and all the harvest are being returned to the Father. Isn't this wonderful? Verse 9, and they came in the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon that wood. You know, Isaac must have had some revelation himself to be tied down on that barbecue pit and all. And look what it said in verse 10. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am, here am I. And he said, Lay not your hand upon the son, the lad, neither do thou anything to him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram was caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went, took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, what? Jehovah Jireh, as it is said this day, in the mount of the Lord shall he be seen. Then he goes on down and tell Abraham what he's going to get as a result of obeying God. So the point to you is that God never intended for you to take care of yourself. Oh, Lord, I better say that again. Never intended. That's the problem. He said over in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. He says over in that same verse in the NIV translation, he said, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. Now, isn't that something? So God didn't plan for him to give me a vision to buy a shopping mall and I have to work to pay for it. What kind of deal is that? Say amen to this. No. He wants to pay for it, but he needs some seed to do it with. Say amen to that. You have to participate, and your giving is a seed that he takes and legally multiplies the harvest back to you. Take your seed back. Here's some harvest so you can pay for my vision, saith the Lord. Now that's a good deal. Say amen to that. So your seed will always come back. You don't need to watch the bucket down the aisle. God will make sure that your seed comes back. But not only that, you'll have enough so that you can do the work of God. Let's take one more place, and I won't have you to turn there, but it's John chapter 6. And this is when Jesus said, feed the people. That's what he said. Feed them. You feed them. And notice what was happening. It was about 20,000 people, 5,000 men plus women and children. And he said, feed them. Now notice who told him to do that. God told Jesus to tell them to do it. Now, if he does that, don't think you got to do it on your own strength. That's the point. The point is, I'm going to take you past what you can do. But if you just use your faith in my principle, then I'll do it. Say amen. God does not want the devil taking care of his family. I do not want some other man downtown buying my wife some clothes. That's just the way I am. You might be different, but that's just the way I am. My point to you is, God does not need another father taking care of his kids. God takes care of his kids, and he'll take care of you in style. Say amen to that. Well, I'm just a single parent. I got 5 kids. Go back and look in the book. There was a woman who had two kids, and the creditor was at the door about to take those because she owed so much money. Her husband had died and left her in debt. But what did she do? Cried to the man of God. What did he do? Gave her a plan. Gave her a plan. Not only did she have enough to pay off the debt, she had enough to live on. Say amen. Amen. You in the kingdom can be a person who there is no father or husband for the children, and those children can go to the finest colleges in America. Come on. And you working just a day job cleaning rooms or something, it doesn't make any difference, because you're not going to do this based on what you have. I said, my God shall supply all your need. You know, somebody heard me say, and I think I can say it, and he heard me say that in the kingdom, a janitor can have a jet. Do you know this person believed that? And they flying around now in a jet? They didn't have anything. I got that word yesterday from the person who's flying them around. Give God some praise. If you just believe your prophet. Now listen, for those who are by internet and so forth.